Good morning and welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. My friend, here's the number on the top of the page here, 415 area code. We're trying to get a hold of Patty D up in San Francisco. Talk a little bit about her real estate story with tenants in common and condo conversion. I was over at a downtown listing. I guess maybe that's her calling. I did give her the phone number. Good morning. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, the weekly multiple listing update. We'll try to devote a little more time this week. I went through it hurriedly last week looking at some of the numbers for the 6 months, first 6 months, last 6 months of 05, and the first 6 months of 05. So we have 3 6-month periods to look at. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290, also on the web at radiorealestate.com. You can actually listen to past programs. Search MLS listings, radiorealestate.com. Or after the program, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. So we can welcome now to Radio Real Estate, Patty Debenham. Good morning, Patty.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Fun. I'm happy to do it.
This is the second or third time?
Yeah, I think it's our third.
The third time. I have the tapes, the original tapes. That was the original when you bought the house in Santa Barbara. And we're training your dog, acclimating your dog, shall we say?
Yep.
And then what was the second time? What would we do the second time?
It was because I moved to San Francisco and bought the tenancy in common, and you were so intrigued how real estate works up here.
Right. Now, how long ago was that?
Well, I moved here more than 4 years ago, left beautiful Santa Barbara, and I've owned this place almost 2 years now.
Okay. So you bought a place. And let me just, I was just mentioning before we got you on the phone that I was down, what made me think of you, I was downtown at 15 East Islay. Can you picture where that is?
Yeah, that's a nice part of town.
Yeah, yeah, right off state. And there were these condos listed, condominiums, $749,000, $895,000, $939,000. Three of those were open. There's actually a total of five. And I went there, and as I drove up, I said, oh, I've been here before. There's these little cottages that go down like a little private lane off the street, perpendicular.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, I was here a year ago. There was like, and they were like, $5 million or something, or some big number. I don't remember what it was. And it turns out that they pulled them off the market, and they converted them to condominiums. And what's amazing about it was that they didn't have two-car garages. And that was always, I mean, I thought that was so, what is the word, sacrosanct?
Uh-huh.
That, you know, city of Santa Barbara, you had to have two-car garage. Otherwise, you were going, no, there's no way you were going to convert to condos. And what I gathered, there was only one uncovered parking per unit and a couple of extra spots. So I was pretty impressed that they got that through. And I guess they're looking to maybe it's a little change in policy or shift in policy. I don't know.
So these were individual units, one whole building that now is being sold individually?
Well, one whole property, one mm-hmm. property, one owner, where they built individual cottages. I mean, basically, they look like individual condos, but they weren't. They were, you know, they were all these units.
It's all under one financing, just like I am.
It was under one, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the owner-builder.
So I own a building that has two complete separate units, but I share the mortgage with my friend.
Yeah, right. So let's get into your story. So you bought a duplex, a two-unit place.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And they're attached.
Yep, one on top of the other.
Okay. Growing up back east, when we called something a duplex, it really just meant a two-story building.
Uh-huh.
It had a totally different meaning. So, okay, so you have a two-story duplex, two units.
Yep.
Income property that people would buy. Sometimes someone would buy it, occupy one, rent out the other. You entered into a partnership agreement called a TIC, Tenants in Common, as how you held title. You bought a property with a guy, and that's how you held title.
Exactly.
TICs. A lot of people hear about that. A big thing, Patty, I don't know if you're hear a lot of people who own a big income properties have maybe, you know, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million worth of apartment buildings, and they're grouping them together with maybe 5 or 10 other people in their position and buying $20 or $30 million buildings in the Midwest, anywhere. And they're selling them as TICs, and they're selling them as a way for people to get out of the landlord business and have no more toilets to clear out. And
uh-huh.
they just have an investment property. So they do a 1031 exchange, so they don't pay their capital gains, and then they somehow try to guarantee them some kind of return on their investment. And if all goes well, it works. So that's where the term, you know, TIC has been thrown around a lot. So you're on a much smaller scale. Well, actually, it's very different, but you had to use this vehicle, the TIC, Tenants in Common.
Mm-hmm.
So how did it evolve? And you met this guy. My plan is just spend a few minutes on that here, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about your condo conversion. So
okay.
tell us how you got into bed with this guy, so to speak.
Financially. So I wanted to buy real estate. It's so expensive here, just like it is in Santa Barbara, and I couldn't afford what was already designated a condominium. They were a good 15% higher, maybe. So I was able to get more value by buying a building with someone else, and then we structured a legal agreement of how it's just like a condo that, I can't remember the definition, but you own the air or something.
Airspace,
yeah.
And then you have CC&Rs.
Yeah, we both own the building. Technically, I own his unit as well,
mm-hmm.
but there's an agreement that I won't go into his unit. And he accepts the agreement that he won't come in.
So you have exclusive use of your airspace.
Yeah. And so we have common area. We've got a garden just like a condo would have in a garage. It's common area. And strict rules about if someone dies, who gets ownership and how it gets sorted out. And if someone doesn't make their payments, how does that get sorted out? But we're both responsible for the other person.
You're both responsible for the other person. What do you mean by that?
Well, if he doesn't pay, I got to come up with the money.
You're right. You're both responsible on the loan. You're both on the loan. Because a lot of people, like a married couple, might buy a property and they'll have joint tenancy. They'll hold a title as joint tenancy,
uh-huh.
not tenants in common. I mean, they could. And in that case, if one of them dies, the other person automatically gets their share as
uh-huh.
joint tenants. You cannot will your share. It automatically goes. Now, the problem with that is if both of them get killed, then you better have a will to disperse the property.
Yeah, no, I can't remember the exact rules, but if he dies, he can will it to whomever he wants, but they have to make good on the payments.
And they're obligated to the legal partnership that was created.
Exactly.
And to now, part of this legal partnership defined, you know, who had exclusive use. What were some of the sticky points, sticking points, if any?
So there's some lawyers up here that have boilerplate agreements. So we didn't have that many sticking points. Typically, it's what percentage. You know, the units aren't always equal.
Mm.
And so does someone pay 60% and you pay 40%? We have it 50-50. Units are pretty equal. Lower units aren't usually as valuable as upper the units. But they had done some more work in his unit, so it balanced out. What are other places people get? Storage. Designating storage can get kind of tricky. We're pretty low-key about that, so we haven't done anything formal yet.
So basically you have a contract with someone, and it's like a marriage in a sense, because you're hoping that they're going to perform. I mean, I didn't mean it that way. But you have to hope that they're going to come up with the payments. They don't come up with the payments, you are liable.
Yes.
Your name and credit's on the line.
Well, and then we've got another little tricky part, because when we condo convert, you refinance, and now we'll have our individual loans. And so I'll have my own loan. He has his own loan. We both need to be able to qualify for those loans. So not only does he have to make his payments, he's got to, and I have to, maintain a financial stability that will allow me to get the next loan, which, you know, isn't always easy for everybody up here.
Right. I mean, things change. People's jobs change. People's circumstances change. Interest rates go up.
Yep.
As they have. So you must be really chagrined on that front.
Well, and we're doing a variable. So, yes.
And when, what do you mean you're doing? You mean you currently have a variable?
We're in the middle of a variable. Because we had to refinance anyway, it actually made sense.
Oh, you refinance subsequently to the original purchase?
No. When we convert to a condo, you have to get a new loan, so you have to refinance.
Oh, so you've already hit that point?
No. But so until we do that, we're just riding the wave of rising interest rates.
Oh, I see. You're riding of your original
your
original loan. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll take a break.
Sounds good.
We'll come back. Quick commercial break. We'll come back. We're talking with Patty Debenham up in San Francisco, good friend and client, past resident of Santa Barbara. And we'll talk about this this next step to the condo conversion, what you had to go through, and maybe people can pick up some tips about, you know, the idea of doing this. You know, I have to hand it to you. I mean, you took a path that was fraught with possible problems, and but you risked.
Well, and that's why the value supposedly pays off, because you're taking on that risk, and if you get through it, you have removed the risk, and so people will pay you more for your place.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I could list your condo.
Yeah, you could. I'd be happy to.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll come back and do another segment with Patty. Stay tuned.